My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst. He rose to the number 3 position in the U.S. Air Force and was also a decorated pilot during the Vietnam era. We want to get his thoughts on an emerging administration policy change when it comes to ransom payments for hostages. While the administration says the government will maintain its no-ransom policy, it will adopt new rules that would make it easier for families to negotiate private ransom payments if possible. And, General, thanks very much for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, the old adage has always been we don't negotiate with terrorists, and as the administration admits with its ongoing federal policy, we're not going to do that because paying kidnappers will only encourage more kidnappings. What do you make of the loosening of the rules when it comes to the options that family members have?
Well, this is a very difficult one because there's a great deal of emotion. But the fact is I think we're going to see more cases of kidnapping by radical Islam and trying to use those Americans that are over there helping in the Arab countries, use them as just treasury bait. I would much rather have not announced it. Because I think it will increase the number of kidnappings. I think that if we had a covert program that could have been done, that would have been better, or even not change the policy. Because, again, it is going to attract radical Islam to kidnapping Americans for money. And any way you cut it, that is bad for Americans that are over there.
General, you mentioned the anguish, obviously, that many families have gone through that are have lost loved ones to ISIS or the Taliban or Al-Qaeda over the last several years here. Why do you think the administration ultimately made this decision?
Well, it was obviously a political decision. They felt, and it's reasonable people can disagree, that we ought to allow our American families, because other European countries, etc., do that. And so I think they acquiesced to that pressure. As I said, it would take an awful strong person to not want to do that. But in the long run, it is better for Americans. There will be less Americans kidnapped if you don't have that policy. We've proven that already. And I think that they did it for political reasons. And look, as I said, reasonable people can disagree with me. It's one of those that it's a fair debate, but the important thing is we're trying to ensure as much as we can that those dedicated Americans that are overseas like that, and that's different than Bergdahl, who we put a ransom up, who we should not have because he was a deserter. But the fact is, for those other decent Americans that are trying to help, it's just going to make them a bigger target. And I would rather not do that.
One of the other things, the administration is admitting that they need to do a better job of communicating with these families. We've certainly heard the frustrations of various family members, from James Foley on down the list to others who feel like they've either been given the cold shoulder while their loved one was in captivity or not even really kept up to date on some of the latest information, and the administration now promising to do better on that front. What do you make of the administration's track record, and what is the right approach there?
Well, I don't think they've had a very good track record, and I think we should be doing more. Doing more and keeping the families informed, et cetera. There's nothing that encourages the radical Islamists to kidnap people if we keep our people informed. So there's absolutely no reason, Greg, that the administration is not giving them up-to-date briefings at least on a weekly or bi-weekly basis and keeping them as much up-to-date as we have. Even if it's a call and saying, I know we talked to you last week or 2 weeks ago, there have been no changes, we're still working, the first time we get a change, we're going to let you know. But that is inexcusable not to keep those families up to date.
Last question before we let you go. General, you and I have talked several times about the strategy or perhaps lack of a comprehensive strategy to deal with ISIS, which is responsible for many of the kidnappings that perhaps triggered this policy change, especially since a number of Americans ended up being beheaded by ISIS terrorists. What can we do to make our war effort more effective so we won't be dealing with these situations?
Well, we've got to take the handcuffs off our air power. We are 75% of the missions that come back, we are not dropping bombs. And I know the air commander over there says, well, the generals that are complaining have never fought this kind of war. He's correct. We've never fought a war where we've lost cities like this, and when air power has been so ineffective. We need to turn the wicket up, accept the collateral damage that is in accordance with the rules of law and or the laws of warfare, and we should step it up and be flying 500 to 1,000 missions a day and continuously attacking them. There is no reason why we're not doing that. We worry about having 5 or 10 people killed, collateral damage, when they're going into a village or a town and killing thousands. It does not make sense, Greg. We could terminate this war very quickly if we had a very active campaign. Destroy Raqqa. That's where the ISIS headquarters is. Start taking down Mosul and all the other cities that they've seized, and do it very aggressively. We know where they are. We're worried about the collateral damage. And that, I think, we just have to accept. It is war, and accept that collateral damage and have it over with quickly.
General, that'll be the last word for now. Thank you, sir, as always, very much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He is also a Fox News military analyst. He rose to the number 3 position in the U.S. Air Force during his uniformed career. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.